Daxon Bennick, really good ride, man. Really impressive. So there was some low-key flying at the test track hype about you. Let's confirm or deny that, because I talked to some people that were really impressed with your off-season.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely going fast, but I think that put more pressure on me for the race, for sure, because I was like, I got to live up to those expectations. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I've been going pretty good, so I'm happy to get on the box.
Yeah, you were thinking coming in that you could do pretty well?
Yeah, I knew I could. I just, you know, I didn't know how it would feel on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I would say the track caught me off guard. Like, it was a bit peaky than, like, the farm, obviously. And, yeah, my qualifying wasn't very good either. But, honestly, when the gate dropped for heat, for the heat race, everything switched. And, and I felt, like, comfortable everywhere. And I knew my main would be good if I could ride like that.
Yeah. Seemed like a lot of guys knew how bad it was going to be and were just trying to really not make mistakes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the track was obviously really ruddy, as everyone's seen. But, that's why I think I took the long run in the whoops. Like, I was just 3-3 every lap.
Yeah.
And I think that paid off because I avoided some sketchy moments. So, it paid off.
So, you did futures, obviously, and all that. How much does that prepare you for your real pro debut? Like, it doesn't sound like maybe that much.
I mean, it's like that, but, like, times 10. Because, first lap in the heat race, like, these guys are going to, like, trying to kill me. So I was, like, kind of worried.
Right.
But, yeah, once you get past the first lap, it ain't too bad. But I would say it helps, like, the stadium and the track, obviously.
Sure.
But you ain't racing. You know, you're racing the real guys now, so it's different.
Yeah, it's got to be feel really good to come in and get on the box right away and then take 3 weeks off and kind of just, like, just get back into it a little bit.
Yeah, I knew coming into this round that the first round, I could either be sitting for 3 weeks, you know, regretting life, or be happy with it. So I'm glad now I can take 3 weeks and work on some things.
Yeah.
And, you know, ultimately, I'm happy with what happened tonight.
First thing you saw when you saw Jaimes on the ground?
What?
When you saw Jaimes on the ground there?
Oh.
Like when you went by him?
Well, I passed him. Like, he messed up.
Oh, did you get him before?
He missed a rhythm, and I passed him for third.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, now I got to dig, because he might try and pass me back.
Yeah.
And then I lapped him, and I was like, oh, that's kind of weird.
Okay. Oh, but I thought you got him when he went down. Okay.
No, I passed him, yeah.
Well, good job, man. Congratulations. And, for once, like, all the flying at the test track stuff that we hear in the off season doesn't always pay off. But in this case, it did. So good job, man.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks, Dexter.